The lesson that I taught yesterday goes right along with the lesson that I'm going to be speaking on today. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, as I did yesterday. In chapter 4, verse 12 tells us that the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, for all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Verse 13 tells us that every creature is revealed in God's sight. He sees every creature. He sees everything that every creature does. No one is out of his sight at any time. There is no blind spots with the all-seeing eye of God. You cannot hide. You cannot find the place that the all-searching eye of the Heavenly Father will not find you. And they stand naked and open unto his eyes. Open and exposed, laid bare. No thought of unbelief or disobedience escapes his eye. The first beginnings of apostasy are revealed before his eyes. You may think that you are getting away with something, but not so. God sees everything that you do. God is aware of what's going on. He knows everything that you do, every thought that you think, every word that you speak. Verse 13 tells us, neither is there any creature, everybody. This includes the wicked as well as the righteous. 1 Peter 3 and 12 tells us, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Ecclesiastes 34 and 16 tells us, the eyes of the Lord are upon them that love him. And Psalms 33 and 18 tells us, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy. Friend, if you think that you're going through your problems alone, you think that maybe no one sees the problems that you are burdened down with. Take courage. God sees what you're going through. He sees the struggles, the tears, the anxieties. He sees all of these burdens that's on your soul, and he is willing to help. The Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You can too. Grace is unmerited favor. God is looking at you. You have found favor in his sight. Favor with God will get you more than you can ever dream of. On the other hand, the eyes of the Lord are upon the wicked. Proverbs 15 and 3 tells us that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The Bible says that men love darkness because their deeds are evil. But friend, working in the dark doesn't stop God from eyeballing you. God can see no matter where you go. He can see you no matter what room of the house you're in. He can see you if you're in a cave. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, in every place, looking at the evil as well as the good. Amos chapter 9 and verse 8 tells us, the eyes of the Lord God are upon the sinful nation. You think God does not see what's going on in America today? You think God is not aware of the evil that's going on? Psalms 94 and 4 tells us, how long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They slay the widows and the strangers and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand that he that formed the eye, shall he not see? Every time you sin, you're doing it in the face of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.